This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that I've been trying to get on the show now for months and months. The name of the company is Stem Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol STMH. And they, if you're up there in Canada, you can look them up on the CSE. They trade on the ticker symbol under STEM. Today, we also have a new sponsor called the OTCExchange.com. Take a look at them. If you're looking to look up companies on the OTC markets, go to OTCExchange.com. With us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, going to bring us up to speed, and I'm very lucky and fortunate to have the gentleman, Mr. Adam Burke. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today.
You know, I was telling some of my constituents the other day that I've been trying to get you on the show for the longest time because you're really crushing it over there, and you're really not getting the accolades I feel that you deserve. Let's go over some of these metrics before we start the Q&A. In 2019, you guys were only doing about $2.4 million in revenue. In 2020, you guys jacked that up to $13.9 million in revenue. And just recently, you guys put out a press release, second quarter of 2021, you did $12.88 million in revenue. And I think that was a 450% increase in revenue year over year. And my question is to you, how did you get there?
So a lot of hard work. And I think one of the biggest reasons is partly because of our acquisition of Driven Deliveries, which was very key. That happened December 28th of 2020. So moving into the first quarter, obviously, we had that e-commerce and delivery platform. Additionally, the adoption of all of our brands in Oregon and California, from TJ's Gardens to Canivore to Yerba Buena, really helped move the needle for us. And we have a lot of new consumers.
You know, one of the things that I'm really fascinated and like for you to explain to me, what is exactly this DAAS platform?
Yeah, so that's delivery as a service. And that is our Driven Deliveries platform underneath Buddy.org and Ganja Runner. So we have three non-storefront retail licenses in the state of California, doing now about 1,000 deliveries a day on the delivery as a service platform, 60 minutes or less for delivery, 250 drivers, customized tech stack, phenomenal fleet management. And this is just the beginning. So we'll be launching Oregon later this month for delivery and then moving aggressively throughout the country with our delivery as a service.
When you looked at this company, and I'm talking about Driven Deliveries, what was the rationale for purchasing it?
Yeah, so I really think in order to understand the rationale, one really needs to understand where it came from, right? So my background is online food ordering and delivery. I was the CEO of the first patented e-commerce online food ordering company. It was originally called Osmio. It became Grubhub. I love that business. And I knew how hard it is to build it from the ground up, right?
Right.
So I built that to 12 markets in the U.S. and London and got worldwide patents. Now, at Stem Holdings, we were building a vertically integrated omni-channel cannabis company. But in the back of my mind, I knew I needed to add e-commerce and delivery, but I also knew that it would take 2 years. And then once COVID happened and everyone in the world completely changed their buying behavior to ordering everything online from toothpaste to toilet paper to cannabis, I realized I didn't have 2 years to build this. We needed to move, and we needed to move fast and furious. So that's why we bought the second largest cannabis delivery company in the state of California, Driven Deliveries. Two e-commerce platforms, Buddy.org and Ganja Runner. Like I said, 250 drivers, three non-storefront retail licenses, doing over, at that time, 750 orders a day, now over 1,000. Great fleet management, great infrastructure. And all of those attributes I knew were priceless. Also, the data they had, data, that's why I bought them. Oh, and I also knew I could take this and scale throughout the country.
You know, I was reading some of your press releases and some of your 8Ks. What do you mean by like farm to retail? Explain that to me. What does that mean?
Farm to home. So remember, yeah. We have cultivation, right? So we grow in no-till living soil, fully organic and sustainable in all of our facilities. We grow, we dry it, we process it, we package it, and we move it all the way through our distribution channel. So through our wholesale license, through our retail locations, and then also through our e-commerce and delivery platform as well. Now, not only do we sell our own brands, but once again, when we bought Driven, they had about 500 SKUs on the platform, which seems like a lot. And they had about 25 vendors, but that wasn't enough for me. And I didn't believe that was enough for our consumers. So in the last 100 days, we added another 500 SKUs. So we now have about 1,000 SKUs on the platform.
Wow.
And another 25 vendors. We have over 50 vendors now on the platform as well.
Now, you guys are currently in what, in 4 or 5 states right now?
Yeah, so currently we're in California, Oregon, Nevada, Massachusetts, and we just announced Michigan as well.
I saw that. I asked you that question to ask you this question. What is the integration plan? What's the strategic plan going forward?
Yeah, so I think that we broke it down in 100-day integrals, right? So the first 100 days, it was very important to check off a few boxes. The first we needed to integrate was our accounting team and centralize all reporting functionality. This is now completed and warehoused in our back office in Florida. The second thing we needed to do over the first 100 days, like I said, increase the SKU count. Consumers want choice. So we had another 500 SKUs, another 25 vendors. And like I said, proud to say we have over 1,000 SKUs on our platform. And some of the largest MSO brands are now in our system. So Dosis is on. Curaleaf brand Select is on our system. Red, White, and Blooms brand Pure Vapes on our system. The parent company's brand Caliva, Deli, and Yummy Karma are on our system. Our tech team needed to photograph all of those brands. They needed to write descriptions and upload them into our category management system. So that took a very long period of time. We also hired all new drivers in Oregon. That's going to be our first expansion state. So we'll be launching that state later this month for e-commerce and delivery. The back-end technology is completely done, and now the user experience technology piece will start this week on developing. And then lastly, we needed to develop our new name, which is going to be Driven by STEM, and we will make an official name change within the next 90 days for that. Because we love the Driven name, we love the STEM name, and we wanted to put them together.
As you know, we got a new administration. I don't know if that's good or bad for you or indifferent. That being said, how would any kind of legislation change in the cannabis environment change your business model?
Yeah, so I think what we're looking at is the safe banking. To me, that's the most important component here.
Right.
But there's really
right.
only one function of it, which is key to me, and that's credit card processing. That's the most important component. This would increase the adoption rate of e-commerce and delivery of cannabis, we believe, by over 10x, and will also increase the average check. You have to remember, right now, the consumers have to leave their home to go to an ATM to get cash, to go back home, to then order online through our system. We believe that once credit card processing is in effect, people will never leave their couch to buy cannabis. They'll be able to get on their phone, buy it, and process it with a credit card in real time.
Where do you think we're at on the federal side of it and the banking side? How far out you think we are?
I think on the banking side, we'll see some movement Q4 or Q1 of next year.
And the federal side of it being legalized, what your thoughts on that?
Not quite sure. I think it's a moving target. But in the meantime, I think the states are doing a great job of approving it from a state level and implementing the strategy locally.
My guest today is Adam Burke. He is the CEO and chairman of STEM Holdings, Inc. For me, it's one of the most grossly undervalued cannabis companies and pure companies on the OTC markets. Again, that's my personal opinion. I can give that. Everybody should do their own due diligence. It's trading at around 45 to 47 cents a share, market cap under 100 million. Very, very undervalued. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol STMH. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE. You can find them under the ticker symbol STEM. Adam, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, I think that we're building something very special here. E-commerce and delivery is the future of every business. No one's doing it as aggressively and at scale like we are on the West Coast, and we'll be aggressively moving across the entire country.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you. Absolutely.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.